Tired of juggling sales tools or spending hours on prospecting just to book a few meetings? Meet Apollo, the go-to-market platform for finding leads, connecting with buyers, and closing deals all in one place. Apollo gives you access to over 210 million contacts and AI that handles all your busy work, finding leads, drafting emails, and even prioritizing your day. So stop paying for five different sales tools when one does it all. Visit apollo.io and sign up free today.
Welcome back to Right Side Radio. I'm Allison with JP. Okay, this is funny, but it's actually a really good topic too. So Fox News did an article about Feinbaum running for Senate. And do you know who they quote in said article?
Was it Alabama's most trusted journalist?
Yes, who's very famous.
Dale Jackson.
The serious part is that the headline is ESPN star in the hot seat as Senate campaign rumors swirl. Quote, Trump-hating rhino. Then the little tiny subject underneath. Republican Senator Tommy Tuberville has spoken highly of Feinbaum, calling him a longtime friend who is smart and loves the country. They go on in this article to talk about how Feinbaum is 70. And I'm not an ageist.
I am.
But at some point, we got to call it.
I'm definitely an ageist.
We got to call it. And so he's 70. Never heard of anything him speaking politically except for his BLM, Saban, I love you for marching with BLM. Do you remember that? You remember when they shamed you if you didn't put a black square on your Instagram? And okay.
I do, actually.
You do?
That was...
Were you like 12?
No, I was like, well, that was 2020, so I was 17.
17. Same thing. yeah, and he, you know, the COVID vaccine, he was all in. And they say that some Republican insiders in Alabama, this has been sufficient for them to start raising alarms about why they believe Feinbaum would be a poor choice as a Senate candidate. Third paragraph, Dale Jackson, a prominent Alabama radio politics talk show host, told Fox News Digital that though Feinbaum is a radio legend and a fixture in the South, nobody knows what he believes. That's what I was saying. The guy's a legend, but I've been doing radio and talk radio for almost 20 years in Alabama, and I couldn't tell you what Paul Feinbaum knows or believes about anything political. The minute he starts talking about what he believes, he's going to be picked apart, and I don't know if he's necessarily ready for what that means. I mean, Feinbaum's taken some heat.
He is.
There are a lot of people that don't love him. He seems to kind of relish in being hated. So maybe he wouldn't hate it.
It seems a little inorganic, though. I agree about the Feinbaum concerns. I think they're all valid. But who is, like, is Fox just doing this on their own? Or who is pressuring or planting these stories within, you know?
Maybe it's Dale Jackson.
They did sit back and go, Alabama radio legend wanting to run for Senate, who would be the most credible guy to talk to? Let's call it Dale Jackson. Let's see. Alabama's most trusted journalist. I think that's fair. Jackson is probably the guy to call.
Yeah, and if they know anything about Dale Jackson, they know that he will just give them an honest answer.
Yeah, exactly.
If that's what they're going for.
So, I don't know. I'm still interested, like, who is pushing Feinbaum to run, but also who is, like, pushing really hard lately for Feinbaum not to run? Would it be, like, a campaign of one of the current Senate people or no? I don't know. It's a lot of moving parts, and Feinbaum still hasn't even announced he's running yet.
I'm laughing because my favorite line in this whole thing, quote from Dale Jackson, Feinbaum is basically just like I'm famous. I'm a big-time radio guy. People like me. Why can't I be a senator? And it's just kind of an odd thing, Jackson.
That's such a Dale answer.
You got to love Dale.
You got to.
I mean, Feinbaum, I'm a little higher. He's around. But I'm a big-time radio host. I love it.
As a fellow radio legend in Alabama.
Yep. We share the same spaces. I really hope he doesn't run. He will be a fool, and he will be made a fool if he does.
Well, maybe he needs humbled.
Ugh, that would never happen. All right, we're at the top of the hour. 1 hour left before Thanksgiving. We got some fun things coming up, but we'll be right back.
Hey folks, Phil Williams here. I want to remind you that Inspire Advisors is one of our sponsors and they are doing amazing work. Look, I know this audience, you're the kind of folks who believe in standing up for your principles. You're good stewards of your resources. But what if the companies you were investing in don't reflect your values at all? Well, that's why you need to meet Paul Breyer and his team at Inspire Advisors. Because Inspire Advisors, they are experts in the field of biblically responsible investing. They can help you grow your bottom line while also be proud of what companies you're investing in. Inspire Advisors, check them out. Their website, www.moneypatternwealth.com, and tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio.
Tired of juggling sales tools or spending hours on prospecting just to book a few meetings? Meet Apollo, the go-to-market platform for finding leads, connecting with buyers, and closing deals all in one place. Apollo gives you access to over 210 million contacts and AI that handles all your busy work, finding leads, drafting emails, and even prioritizing your day. So stop paying for five different sales tools when one does it all. Visit apollo.io and sign up free today.